Let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life. Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Josh Wiedeye and Peter Lynch and none other than Kelly Lynn Scalise,
yes,
who is going to tell us what we do next.
Tell us what you do next. Okay. Yeah. I've got a case study. I've got a couple investors, Richard and Kathleen. Their daughter is facing some significant student loan payments, completed her undergrad, deferred her loan payments, attended grad school, graduated during the pandemic. You know, loans have been pushed off. So now she's got, you know, a pretty significant loan. Recently moved out of the house, planning a wedding, blah, blah, blah. Now, Richard found an old 401k at a previous employer, and he's willing to cash it out and pay off some of her loans because he's looking at this as found money.
How do you lose a 401k?
I think people do. Yeah.
I don't know how, though.
It's like if you don't immediately do something with it, it's just
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I mean,
well, and
it depends on how big it is, too.
Yeah, a lot of the companies that have them out there, if it's more than $5,000, they're happy to keep them. If it's smaller than that, a lot of times they want to push them off.
No notes as to how old it is.
Yeah,
but,
or the size,
I guess. Yeah, so, I mean, if it was a big company, it probably just, they probably didn't even notice.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe so. And you know, those things for the company, they are beneficial because those are the kind of assets that actually help pay for and get you better prices on services in a 401k.
Yep.
All right. Well.
So, found money, quote unquote, here.
What to do with found money?
Yeah. I mean, cashing it out.
Hopefully it's been invested in something other than a money market fund for all this time.
Stable value.
So it's gotten a little bit of growth out of there.
It says that it could pay off a substantial amount of her loans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it doesn't really speak to the growth, but still, you know, it's an investment versus, you know, the investment in the college has become a debt at this point, right?
Right.
So where do you go from there?
I think there are other options to look at first. I think that withdrawing, making a straight withdrawal, is probably a last resort because you're going to pay taxes, which you're going to anyway if you make a withdrawal. But there's also a 10% penalty.
If you're not 59
if
and
you're
a
not
half, right?
59 and a half.
Yeah, he's only 56.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be as much as 40%. Possibly.
Yeah, with tax
going
and
away.
The penalty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why would you want to give away that much? Plus, I mean, just at its bare bones, you think about these things, and we talk about this quite a lot, because, you know, are you going to withdraw from your savings or your investment account to pay off a mortgage or to pay, in this case, pay off student debt?
Mm-hmm.
It really is a measure of what your long-term expectation is on the investment relative to what your long-term expectation is, which is known on the debt, right? So it's an interest rate differential.
And we always look at that from a financial standpoint, and there are other options there.
Yeah. But when you add the fact that you just laid out, Peter, you're taking away potentially 40%. You got to pay tax and interest to get to that, to access the money in that 401k.
Right.
Boy, I bet you there are better options.
There are. And we always say, too, you can borrow for education, but you can't borrow for your retirement.
Correct.
Right? So once you're retired, what you've accumulated, that's it.
Game over, more or less, unless the investment continues to grow, which most
correct.
Do.
Yeah. So, you know, the first answer is don't cash it out. You know, there are many other alternatives, and it's okay to borrow money. That's not always a bad thing, whether it's you or your child.
Well, and the other thing is, is student debt really that expensive when you look at the interest rates? It's one of the more reasonable interest rates,
right? In theory, unless they're charging you hidden fees. Did you see that? last week?
Have not, no.
They, I guess some loan company was charging hidden fees, and the rates ended up being like over 10%. They had to pay a $50 million settlement to everybody that had that type of loan.
Yeah, that,
I think
because
it was something
it
out in California,
because
it should be affordable.
Right.
You know, at least relative to a lot of other debt instruments out there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, usually if you're understanding all of the interest you're being charged and fees and everything else, it should be a more reasonable cost even than a mortgage these days, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I would look at, even if you're not going to pay off that loan, look at other options. Don't leave it where it was. You've got options of rolling it over either into an IRA or possibly into your new employer's plan. And there are benefits of doing both of those.
Well, the first of which is that you probably won't be ignoring it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to be
consolidate,
paying more attention to the assets in that plan.
Right.
So no matter what you do, you need to make sure that
do something
that's accounted just, for. Yeah.
Yes.
That do that do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. So really, I mean, the bigger question is there a huge reason to pay the debt off?
I don't know. I mean, you have well-established, you know, investors. You know, they're 10 years out from retirement or a little bit more, maybe 15. And they're looking at their child who is an adult child.
Right.
And is like, oh, well, I mean, I'm in a good position. Let me help you. I don't get it. I mean, I don't have children, but.
Yeah. And I think the big part about this case study specifically is the found money aspect of the whole thing, because it didn't sound like they were planning on doing much anyways, or maybe they were going to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
If they hadn't found this 401k. So, I mean, even if you are 10 years out from retirement, you should still be able to keep that money fully invested and, you know, just try and let your money grow as much as you possibly can before you're going to end up having to use it as income replacement at some point in your retirement. So
definitely. That's a dangerous game to play. It's like, if I got an extra couple of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars that just suddenly appeared in my retirement account, I don't know that I would be so willing to just cash it out and be like, well, you know.
Yeah. And you are right, Kelly Lynn. We do look at our children. We want to do everything that we can to make their life easier.
Right.
Even after graduation, you know, hopefully coming out debt free or with at least a minimal amount of debt. So it is good to step back and look at all of your options and compare.
Yeah. And really, I mean, at its simplest form, you're looking at how much you could make relative to how much it costs you for that debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would never want to take away from an asset that is gaining you more than the cost of your debt, because at that point, your wealth is growing.
Yeah. Right.
And you want to do everything that is going to expand your wealth, right?
Yeah. And you mentioned it earlier. We have that conversation with clients all the time about paying off a mortgage.
Right.
Same thing.
Especially right now, because most people are not getting new mortgages, right? They've got that mortgage that's tied up with 3.5% interest.
Right.
Just so you know, the market, since 1926, the market, large cap stocks, the S&P 500, you know, or its equivalent prior to 1950, has made you around 10% annually, although it's volatile.
I mean,
why would you sell that?
Even right
now. To pay off 3.5% debt, you're growing your wealth at 7% or thereabouts, 6.5%.
You can buy a risk-free asset, a U.S. Treasury, and have it pay over 4% if your mortgage is at 3.5%.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
You're growing your money with no risk.
No risk. 4.3% right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it is always a question of, you know, the interest rate versus growth expectations, because it most often, in a lot of cases, does not make sense to pay stuff off. And, you know, if you want to help out your daughter, you know, she's got a graduate degree. I obviously don't know if what the income situation looks like and how much her student loans. I would honestly say you're better off paying a little bit monthly to help her out so she can afford the standard of living versus depleting your retirement account, giving up all of the growth potential on a loan that's probably somewhere around 7%. So,
yeah, I mean,
historical average 10 versus 7.
Well, I'm just thinking student loans. I mean, there are all sorts of like graduated repayment programs. There are programs that take into account like what you and your spouse make and their, you know, debt. It's not the best, you know, debt to pay off, I guess.
Yeah. Right. The only thing that I would say is, if you were trying to help them in a way that lowers their credit score so they could get a loan, a mortgage on a house or something, I could see you being torn a little bit. But yeah. In reality, I still think that just helping them with the payments is going to be better. And
exactly.
And encouraging your children to continue to pay the max payment they can make on that debt to try to pay it off early if you can. You would be better to do that than otherwise. And I mean, even then, you can make an argument that while they're paying that, you could, if you're going to take that same money, why not put it into their retirement savings?
Yeah.
You're still going to be better doing that because you're going to make them, theoretically, 10% over long periods
there
of time.
There you go.
So you could chase your tail all day with this, but really it is just a matter of looking at the interest rate you could achieve and your investments relative to that which is costing you. And I would never pay off. I know there are people on the radio that tell you even having no mortgage is the greatest thing. I can show you. I believe in math, and math tells you that ain't making you more money.
There you go. Yep.
I agree.
All right, Kelly Lynn, where are we going next?
Coming up next, we're going to hit our question mailbag. I have a few more questions on some education stuff, so maybe we'll hit those. All right, you're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks. All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.